Today's program is brought to you by the Museum of Food and Drink, sparking curiosity about food with exhibits you can eat. For more information, visit mofad.org.
You're listening to Heritage Radio Network. We're a member-supported food radio network, broadcasting over 35 weekly shows live from Bushwick, Brooklyn. Join our hosts as they lead you through the world of craft brewing, behind the scenes of the restaurant industry, inside the battle over school food, and beyond. Find us at heritageradionetwork.org.
Hey, this is Cynthia Cherish Malloran, Reverend and DJ Cherish the Love, and you're listening to Wedding Cake on Heritage Radio Network. Before I forget, let me tell you how to reach out to me and get my attention on social media, Twitter, Instagram, or Facebook at DJ Cherish the Love, and that's spelled love, L-U-V, and hashtag using wedding cake, one word, heritage underscore radio, and hashtag RevLove. Welcome to the first episode of Heritage Radio Network's new show, Wedding Cake, a sweet revenge on my own wedding years ago, where I actually didn't have wedding cake because I eloped in Vegas.
Oh.
True story. Yeah. So that marriage didn't work out anyway, but I still love weddings and I love DJing them. I love writing ceremonies and I love officiating them. I even love coordinating the surprise marriage proposals around New York City. I've done them in Times Square, American Museum of Natural History, and more brewing at this very moment. So reach out to me if you're planning on popping the question. I'll coach you. I'll help you plan it, and we can make it epic. So welcome to Wedding Cake, where I will be featuring wedding professionals with tips and advice and stories, both good and nightmarish. And the best part, every week, we will be eating wedding cake on air. Because I'm not bitter, and I love love. And I decided I should have my cake every week and eat it too. Right, everyone in the studio?
Yeah.
That's why you have cake.
That's why we have cake.
Yeah.
Just to eat it. So speaking of DJing, I, DJ Cherish the Love, am Whole Foods New York City's official DJ. So come out, eat, and listen to my select tunes every first Tuesday of every month, 6 to 8 p.m., Bryant Park, New York City. And I just DJed for We Are Family Foundation Chic, Nile Rodgers, and A Tribe Called Quest. So to everyone who was there at Hammerstein, thank you.
Wow.
And I hope you caught all my hidden love messages I snuck into my set. So you might remember my voice from my previous show on Heritage Radio Network, Primary Food. It hasn't gone away. It still lives. So search for it on iTunes and Stitcher because there are many, many gems about life and creativity and healing. And I'll be back on the Primary Food. But since it is wedding season, I figured we should all have cake.
Excellent.
Yeah. So this show, Wedding Cake, is produced by Heritage Radio Network, a nonprofit, member-supported radio station devoted to all things food. Help keep Heritage Radio Network alive by becoming a member today. Go to heritageradionetwork.org and click on the beating heart to donate. Do it now, or at the end of the show, I'll remind you. And I will love you forever. I might even propose to you. So today's guests are my fake fiance today, Conscious.
Hey, bae.
Hey, bae.
How you doing today?
You know what? We were just talking about that word,
bae. I was so excited that I was here before you. I was sitting there waiting for you to come.
He's my man. He's waiting for me. Let's talk about the word bae for a sec. So,
oh, man. Listen. It was funny. It was like, you know what? Oh, let me jump on your Facebook wall because I know I'm going to come do this show with you. And I was like, let me say the word bae. Now, I've never said the word bae. I can't recall saying it. I may have said it once on a morning show. But other than that, I haven't even written it down.
I feel like I earned it.
Yeah, you did. You really did.
I don't use the word bae. Oh, you know, actually, I do. In joking.
Yeah.
And joking.
Bay leaves.
Bay leaves.
I'm doing a spell. That's about it.
A spell. You get those bay leaves.
That's about it.
So Conscious, Bay, you're
up?
Here. Oh, remember when you proposed to me, when you fake proposed to me? Where was that at?
Right here.
Yeah. See? Isn't that so romantic?
Over a slice of margarita pizza.
That's white slice.
It was a white slice. With basil.
White because like for wedding cakes? With basil.
That's
or was it bay leaf? BAE leaf. No, I think it was. Nasty.
You don't eat bay leaves, FYI.
Oh, that's right.
You can get sick.
You like throw bay leaves in your stuff and then take it out.
Oh, yeah.
Or the people that don't remove it and then you just like get a plate and it's like, why is this a big ass bay leaf?
Does anyone understand what's happening here? My fake fiance is a cook.
Something like that, yeah.
He's going to cook for me.
Oh, hell yeah.
Oh, yeah.
All the time.
I'm so excited.
All the time.
All of you who are perpetually single. You're so jealous, I know.
So, so much shade.
Thank you for being here.
You're welcome.
Okay, and actually, you're a host.
Yeah, man. I'm TK and AM on Bonfire Radio around the corner.
Yeah, we're neighbors.
And yeah, we do a morning show, and we're crazy. Yeah, it's fun.
That's why I love my fake fiance today. He's crazy and fun.
And we had you on our show too, so.
I love it. So, you are my fake fiance today, and every episode I will have a fake fiance or fiance cuz I'm going to swing both ways on air.
Ooh,
why not?
Nice.
Why not? The other voice that you're hearing.
Hello, hello, hello.
There you go. Audrey Mann Cronin, who actually is a repeat guest on shows. She was on Primary Food a couple of seasons ago, right? Audrey is an acknowledged communications expert in consumer technology. She's a writer, speaker, founder of Say It Media Incorporated, and creator of the most incredible app. It's called Like So, and Like So is your personal speech coach.
I love this show, and I'm so excited to be on this premiere episode of Wedding Cake. It's so excellent. Yes, I created this app. I'm on a mission. I guess I'm on a mission, Cynthia. I really believe that being a great communicator is not just a great communicator, but an articulate, powerful, persuasive speaker is the single most important skill you can have in life.
Ah.
And I'm on a mission to help everybody be confident and be articulate.
Yeah.
And get what they want in life, because I think it's a key to success. And I work in tech. I've worked in tech for my whole career. And I always thought in recent years, talking to my Siri when she finally understood me, that there should be an app that helps us practice being great communicators. And about a year ago, I launched an app called Like So. Say it like so. Don't say like and so.
Yeah.
Because I glommed on to this epidemic, I think it's epidemic proportions at this point, of people not being able to get a sentence out without saying like. And there's other words too, you know, I mean, so,
nonsense.
Whatever, literally, totally. There's many words that undermine our meaning, distract our listeners, and I think don't help us be showcase ourselves as competent as we should be. And it applies to so many different conversations and dating and toasts.
Yeah.
Oh, we're going to talk about toasts.
Yeah.
Speaking of wedding cake, there's going to be toasts. So really, today's episode is about communication. Because without communication, without good communication, I don't think anyone's getting married.
Nobody's doing anything.
Nobody's doing anything. There's probably a lot of conflict, a lot of fighting.
I mean, I think that's what we're experiencing now, because no one is listening to anyone.
Right.
You know, whether it be... Listen, people don't listen, and they don't talk, and then a lot of times they don't articulate what their meaning and their feeling, and there's so many different reasons for that.
There's never been a greater time to step back and think about whether or not we're communicating articulately and think and thoughtfully.
No.
And I think he hit it.
I actually wanted to say when you were describing the app, what your app actually does too is it gives people confidence, because if you're training and then you see that you're able to not do this and you're able to speak, because your voice is very important, you know what I mean? This throat right here, you know, the chakras.
Yeah.
If you don't have that confidence, you can't do certain things. Like you can't speak up for yourself. You might not be able to get that raise. You might not be able to just affirm the things that you want and then kind of follow through with your action steps. So like, you've created something that actually gives people the gift of confidence if they use it. So,
well, I'm all about that. I, from my authentic life situation, was about being a female in tech surrounded by all men and finding the confidence to speak up at these big boardroom tables with all these men surrounding me and compelling them to listen and take me seriously. But absolutely, it's about practice. we practice so many things when it comes to self-improvement, but do we ever think about practicing how we communicate for that raise, for that job interview? And within like so, we have topics like the job interview, the college interview, at work, debate. And so to your point about has there ever been a better time, we talk about all different issues.
I just thought of a new topic for your app.
Yes.
Wedding proposals.
Wedding proposals.
Because let me tell you, the ones the ones that I've worked with, they could have used it. You could have used it. You know, it's all right. I still love you.
I didn't know you.
We just met.
We're still getting married, so we're good, but... Imagine.
We do have speed dating in the app.
What?
We do have speed dating. Yes, which would be a fun
You need
a fun
to explain
one.
That. All right,
oh,
wait.
My goodness.
Let me say why I think those people who are considering marriage proposals should download this app. And you can get the app on iTunes.
Right? iTunes.
App Store.
99 cents.
99 cents. It's going to change
good.
Your life.
That's good.
Folks need it because it gives you that confidence, like you said, conscious. Yeah. Like, people have proposed in front of me. And they forget how they were going to propose. Yeah. And honestly, I feel like the other person got a little cheated. I see it. I actually see it. I have recorded it for them and everything.
Yes.
They always say, oh, it could have been a little bit better. And I think I'm going to start giving them this app too. Like, okay, you're about
to do this? Well, there's freestyle. So if the topic isn't in there that you feel comfortable going through, you could just practice with freestyle for anything that you have upcoming, any speaking opportunity. But this idea of feeling cheated, have you ever been to a wedding and the person officiating doesn't do a good job and you feel for the bride and the groom because you think they are going to remember this forever.
Yes.
And the person that officiated or the best man that gave the toast.
Boy. We're going to talk about that.
Yes.
We're going to talk about that because good communication and the craft of communication spans in so many directions.
Yeah.
Like every direction. So we're going to cover speeches at wedding. And myself as an officiant, I truly value confident communication. It's crucial to comforting the crowd, to enjoying the ceremony and the celebration. Oh, that's a lot of C's there.
I'm still trying to figure out how you. I believe in you, and that's why we're getting married. But like, how are you going to be the reverend and like how you doing
at our
both?
Own wedding?
Yeah, like how
and I'm
are you
going to
hologram it?
I'm going to clone myself.
Okay,
hologram it. I'm going to hologram it.
I work in tech. I can help.
She'll figure it out.
Everything works out. The universe
Audrey will figure
brings
it out.
Things together.
But wait a minute, I forgot.
I'm
probably
sorry.
The most important thing about today's episode is that today's cake, which you guys need to like dive into right now, go right in. Today's cake is from Paris Baguette on First Avenue and East 16th Street in Manhattan. Get in there.
It looks like coconut.
It's coconut covered mango white cake. So get in there. It's from Paris Baguette. Maria came in to bake at 5 a.m. this morning and you guys just eat it. And imagine we're at our wedding, right, Conscious?
Okay.
I am a little hungry.
Get in there. No one's stopping you. Dive right in. So your app, I want to ask you about...
You're going to ask me when my mouth is full.
Yeah, I'm going to ask you while you're... rah, 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 rah. Do you have that mumbling and chewing in the app as well? Just so that people who are listening can get an idea of how the app works. You know, you speak to it. Like, describe that.
Sure.
And then
sure.
I'll talk to Conscious so you could chew.
Okay. It's okay. Very simple. We designed the app to be as simple as possible. You truly just speak into the microphone on your phone like you would with any time you're on the phone. And it uses voice recognition technology like Siri.
It works better than Siri.
It works better than Siri. And it just captures everything you say, all the words that you say. And it counts everything. It counts those fillers. We have 14 fillers built in, like, you know, so, totally, whatever. I even put in sorry, literally.
Why you put sorry in there. Because I think it's very important to explain why sorry is in there as a filler.
Yes. Back to me being female. I believe that women apologize too much. We never feel like we're worthy. And I know that I am absolutely guilty of this too, starting a sentence with, sorry, can I bother you to listen to me speak today? And we do it so often. And I wanted to put sorry in there to bring attention and awareness to women that we don't need. And men do it too. Absolutely. Shout out to the men. But women are more guilty of the sorry.
Conscious, do you apologize incessantly?
Nah, because I don't really be doing bullshit. I communicate well.
Conscious is a conscious communicator.
Because I'm mindful about what I'm saying.
Did you try the app? You did actually.
Yeah, I was like really impressed by it. That's why when I said that Siri thing, I was like, because when you said this to me, I was like, okay, I know the technology, voice recognition technology has only really gotten good in like the last few years.
Yes.
So I'm sitting here like, man, yeah, how's your app going? But then when I looked at it, I saw the dash and everything, and I saw how it looks. First of all, it's a beautiful app.
Thank you.
And I'm sitting here in my mind as you're talking to me going, yo, you're mad smart. How'd you make this? How long did it take to do this? And then you said this other stuff and then you start saying smart words and science words and calculation words and all these other things. And I'm like, what? But no, it worked really well. And it seems fun. And I mean, actually, if you do it on a game tip, like you were kind of talking about it.
Yes.
Yo, it's a lot. It's so many things compounded in it. You know,
it's pretty robust. Yes. It's designed by my colleague. He's a brilliant guy. We actually went to school together. I joined up with a friend from college, and he had a lot of experience in design. And our idea with Like So was to make it not just motivating, but also easy to use and not super diagnostic, so you felt like you were being maybe felt shamed into, oh, I said like 17 times, yeah, which yeah. you do. We wanted it to be fun. We wanted it to be all about confidence and motivation. And one thing we were really mindful of, and this is something we just built in recently, was to give a nod to fitness trackers and allow you to practice, because it's all about practice and self-improvement. So now you can put in a goal like a toast. You can choose, if you swipe right on the app, you can choose from a drop-down menu. You can choose speech, presentation, interview, but there's toast. Yeah. And there's audition.
What happens
and
if you swipe left?
If you okay, so when you first get to the screen, when you
joke Tinder.
When you swipe the other way, you can see how you're doing and all your scores. Yeah, okay. That's when all the scores come in. But if you choose toast and you say 5 minutes and you say May 25th, then you can set a reminder and you can be reminded, oh, it's 10 days until your toast. Have you practiced?
Oh, wow.
And it will 9 days until your toast. And then the more you practice, the more points you accumulate.
Yeah.
And it gives you a set amount of points. If it's 5 minutes, it's usually about 100 points, speech quality points. And this is where the gaming idea comes in, where you feel like if I work hard, I'm getting somewhere. Yeah. And then
so
if you reach it.
That's what you mean by the fitness part.
Yes, speech
fitness.
Like,
it's speech. It is. It's like what I was going to say is it's great because it's how we work. That's how we work out. You are actually doing fitness for your mind and for your vocal situation. And I'm not, I don't blow smoke. I'm just like, I'm impressed by it. And
you
presented to me right now. And I'm like, okay. Because my mind is just going already. I already figured out some things. The partnerships
we'll
and a tour and everything else.
We'll talk.
So while you eat a piece, okay. I'm going to ask Conscious.
While you eat a piece.
And get that
it's
that
really
down.
Good. It's yeah, really
thank
yummy.
Thank you, Paris Baguette. Delicious.
Mm, it's Paris Baguette.
What's up?
Conscious as a host, so you have to. You speak how many times a day? You have hours of show.
I'm only talking 3 days a week, you know what I mean, in the mornings. So, yeah, that's like the most of it. I mean, other than when I'm talking or I'm doing a talk or I go somewhere and somebody books me for something, whatever. Other than that, yeah, I'm just on the air for an hour and a half, 3 days a week.
And you feel like you're a confident speaker. What
goes
into
that? I'm a pretty confident speaker, but I also realize I have a lot of work to do on certain things. I'm generally a confident person, like all around. So, like, talking is whatever. No, I mean, like, seriously, like, I have a ridiculous amount of confidence. It's not arrogance, it's not anything.
I like that.
It's always
kind of
like,
to marry.
It's always kind of like existed. It's existed forever, and I think it just.
Sexy.
Thank you. And it continues to, I guess, grow because I guess when you accomplish things or you do things very well, you have this kind of track record for it. So now you always look back at this database of what you've accomplished, and that right there gives you kind of fuel. So I just think I kind of look at my wins all the time.
Oh, that's great.
And that's where I'm at in terms of confidence, you know. And also, I mean, you know, if you want to take it to the metaphysical and the universal and the I got crystal in my hand, amethyst. You, like I said, you build this record, you know, and you're creating your reality, and that is a part of your reality, as opposed to the opposite of, oh, I'm dumb, oh, I'm stupid, and you've programmed yourself to believe that. So,
when people say I'm not good at something.
Yeah. I mean, and it's going to be hard to, like, really, refocus that. But I'm just super confident.
I like what you said about focusing on the wins.
Yeah.
Because people tend to focus on all the losses.
Yeah.
And they try to, you know, they put together what they're bad at instead of focusing on what they're good at. And
I mean, but what's a loss?
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Like,
what is
really a loss? You know, people say, what is it, mistakes. And I'm like, I don't think there are mistakes. I think there's opportunities for improvement.
I agree.
So, like, everything which you're dealing with your life, whether it be a loss or a mistake or something bad, it's for you to get a lesson from that thing. And you're probably going to repeat it until you get your lesson.
Right.
You
so, it's a game.
Life's a game.
I've experienced lots of games.
Games.
lots of gains then. So, back to like so. For life's big moments... Say it like so. Is that your motto? Is that
it
one
is.
Of the many mottos?
It is. It is. There are so many big moments in life. This is a big moment, but there's big moments. We were talking about toasts from the bride. The bride gets up and speaks, or the groom gets up. But when you give that toast, that is the time in the wedding that we all really look forward to. I know I do. It's this big end. Anticipation. What's he going to say? Is it going to be funny? Is it going to be moving? Or what's she going to say? And you have the floor, and that bride and groom is going to remember that for the rest of their lives.
It's
a lot of pressure.
Yeah.
So you do need to practice, and don't think that's taboo that you're going to, it's superstition. I shouldn't practice. I should wing it. No.
Who says that? People think that they shouldn't practice. I think practice is super important.
Oh, I agree. But I think some people think, I'm just going to wing it. I know them, I'm just going to wing it.
Yeah. And unless that's what your thing is. You know what I mean?
Okay.
And I think, going back to your app is good for the normal average person that is not always speaking.
Right.
So it trains them for it. Because like if you're a person that does radio or you're an artist or it's your job to talk.
Right.
Yeah, and you're really good at what's the word that you use? Improv?
Yeah.
If you're good
at
improv. Yeah, I almost lost it.
Then that might be your thing.
Well, it's so great that you brought up improv because I was interviewed, it was really fun, by Backstage Magazine.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, really cool. And really cool for me because that's who I was as a child. I did a lot of theater.
Really?
I did a lot of singing.
I love that.
I was in a band in college. I studied voice for years. I did summer stock. That was that was my identity. And I think it's a little bit karmic, as you were saying before, that I ended up here because I listened to my parents speak, and they were from New York, and they spoke with a New York accent, said coffee, and I thought, I don't want to sound like that. So for some reason, I've always been very tuned in to how I sounded, and now here I am, fast forward, having a speech app, and I just think
it
there's something
sense.
A little, something
all
little,
kind of
like a little
sense.
Journey there. Yeah, for me, and I do think it's very important. But so back to Backstage and improv, I don't know if you follow acting coaches, but I do have some acting coaches now that are posting about like so and using it
That's
to
amazing.
Train their actors.
Yeah.
Which so Howard Fine, Howard Fine Studio, shout out to Howard Fine. He's been the acting coach for Brad Pitt, Lindsay Lohan, Justin Timberlake.
Go
and he
you.
Posted on Twitter and he said, I'm on a mission to get rid of like, and this app is the best. Something like that. Anyway,
oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah, yeah. So you're right. For people, even for people that are going in for an audition.
Auditions or presentations, corporate presentations, just anything that you're going to be using your words and you're standing in front of people, this app is really it for toasts, for speeches.
For breakups.
For breakups. Oh, my goodness. What are you trying to tell me?
I'm not telling you.
Communication between your loved one. So for clergy who officiates, brides, grooms, parents, best man, this helps you gain confidence. And then in that confidence, can you be funnier? And like, how do you find your way into loving giving a presentation when you might be scared?
We may all know this statistic. Fear of public speaking is the number two phobia. So you're not alone out there.
Yeah.
So many people.
What's the number one phobia?
Dying.
Well, of course.
Well, of course.
Actually, some people might be more afraid of public speaking than dying.
I think my sister-in-law is more afraid
of I'm
public
afraid
speaking.
Enough.
They're afraid they're just going to fall apart, I guess. Yeah. And I understand phobias because I've got a few of my own. But But yes, I think if you practice, like anything, if you prepare, you're going to be more confident. You're going to know what you're in for. And isn't that what it's all about? What am I up against? And yes, being funny, a lot of that is timing, and some of us are better at that than others. You don't have to be funny in a speech. Mm-hmm. You can be who you are, be authentic, be sentimental, whatever that relationship is, but practice beforehand. You bring props, you know, do whatever you need.
I love that. Props, but not too many props.
Not too many props.
Like an appropriate amount of props. Because, and I'm quoting this wonderful piece of literature I have in front of me. Like everything in life, being prepared helps. When you're not prepared, filler words can creep into your otherwise beautiful prose, filling those emotional and nervous pauses and watering down your speech and distracting your audience. So true.
I love her voice.
That's why we're getting married today.
I agree. I would marry her voice.
I like this too.
Are you both marrying me today?
Can you marry two people?
Yes.
That can do that.
Anything can happen in this studio.
I'm Polly.
Polly.
Yeah.
So I love talking about this because communication is super important for me as a person, as a woman. I feel like the first part of my life was, you know, just kind of not expressing myself out of whatever modesty, being shy.
Socialization.
Totally, you know.
And don't talk.
Just don't say anything.
My first big business meeting, I was told to sit in the corner and just take notes. Not talk.
Oh, no. No, that's why you made like so.
Yeah. Get back at that boss.
How you look at me now. What? Why don't you sit over there? And why don't you use this app? Because you say like too much.
So we're going to take a little musical break, and then we're going to go into some tips that Audrey has about a great wedding toast, right? I think you've got some on hand. So just hang tight. We're going to listen to a song called I Love My Life by Smacks Music.
Enjoy life.
Yes, you know him.
That's my fam.
Ladies and gentlemen, as you gather to hear, it's an honor for me to be here. I'll tell you how this began.
Hi, I'm Pamela Elizabeth, founder and owner of Blossom Vegan Restaurant, Blossom Du Jour Quick Serve, Urban Vegan Kitchen, and Coco V Chocolate here in New York City. All of these venues are 100% vegan, meaning our food and sweets are free of animal products. I'm so glad to be here because this is such an incredible opportunity to connect with you all about incorporating healthy, delicious and ethical food choices into your daily lifestyle. Congrats on getting engaged. Now let's get back to wedding cake with the amazing DJ Cherish the Love.
Hi, I'm Dave Arnold, the host of Cooking Issues on the Heritage Radio Network. We all know and love Chinese takeout dishes like General Tso's chicken and egg rolls, but here's the thing. Even though we call it Chinese food, it's not like the food you'd find in China. What's the story behind this cuisine, and how did it become so popular that you can find a Chinese-American restaurant in nearly every town in the country? The answers may surprise you. Visit the Museum of Food and Drink in Brooklyn and see our newest exhibition, Chow, Making the Chinese-American Restaurant. Chow engages visitors with compelling accounts of how Chinese immigrants overcame racism and created Chinese-American cuisine. Discover the science behind the flavors of your favorite takeout dishes, feast on rotating tastings developed by the country's most talented Chinese-American chefs, and try your hand at writing your own fortune, which will be baked into actual cookies by a 1,500-pound fortune cookie machine. What better way to learn, connect, and eat? You can visit Chow at the Museum of Food and Drink on Fridays through Sundays from noon to 6. Tickets and more information can be found at mofad.org.
So we're back and conscious.
Hey, what's up?
You had a really interesting thought during the break about communication. There's two parts to it.
Yeah, well, we'll say two. Well, we're talking about talking, right? Yeah. Because everybody's so good at that. It's like once you learn, you never stop, right?
That's so true. Oh,
but
my gosh.
Listening. Mm. How good of a listener are you? You know, and I don't have the chart in front of me because you know there's like 1,000 different parts of listening.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Essentially just being able to listen and not listening for the silence for you to speak.
Yeah.
But actually listening and taking in the things. I think, you know, I work on that a lot. I've been working on that for years. But I think also being a person that's hosted a lot over the years, being on stage and hosting for bands and for artists and stuff like that. By default, I had to listen and pay attention so I could be able to speak on what happened on stage before me.
Right.
So I have no choice but to listen so I can, like, grab a little piece. So if you're a poet has been doing a poem for, like, 3 minutes or whatever.
Yeah.
So when we come back, we talk to the crowd. Hey, clap it up, clap it up, clap it up. And make a statement about whatever they said in the middle of the poem to let you know that I'm just not on the stage and just walking away.
Mm.
And it helps kind of join the conversation.
It's good that he's paying attention because that's a great quality in a husband.
There you go.
Amen.
I'm so happy. And I'm listening to you.
I hear you.
I have headphones on. You're in my ears. You're in my head.
I have to say, my husband, when he listens, he gives me full attention.
Yeah.
But mostly he's like, what?
Yeah. Okay, here's a wedding tip for the people who are about to get married. Full attention?
Full attention. It's the biggest turn on.
Yeah.
When he says to me, what do you want for your birthday? I say, I want your full attention.
And I mean, you know what? And it's funny because like just in terms of relationships anyway, yeah. With anyone, not, you know, not just your wife, your husband, your boyfriend,
true.
Girlfriend, whatever.
Yes.
Just communicating with people and immersing yourself in the moment that you're having with a person. You know, no phone, none of that.
Absolutely. They say if you just even have the phone out on the table.
It's wild.
It could be off.
Yeah.
It could be off.
You're thinking about it.
But even if it's out there, people are not as likely to disclose personal things or be it personal.
Because the phone's listening to us anyway.
They're afraid it's going to interrupt the conversation.
It hears everything that's happening right now.
Yeah, but like that's a big deal.
That is.
If you really want to like be
I
present.
Say often, I do a lot of writing about tech. I have a blog, Our Digital Daughters, that talks about bringing what tech has done in our digital culture to raising kids and being parents, but for everybody. And we're all tethered to our phones, and it's really having an impact on empathy.
Yeah.
You really have to turn off those phones.
Yeah.
What phone? Out. There's no phone stuck in my hand right now.
No, there's no phone.
I mean, it's just like healthy if you want to be a human being. You weren't born with a phone in your hand.
No.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. You mentioned something conscious. You said...
What did I say?
You said something...
Am
what did I say? You're in trouble, honey. You said something about silences, or did you say that?
So waiting for the silence.
Yes.
Because that's what most people are doing. They're just like double dutch. They're waiting for you to shut up so they can talk.
And people are afraid.
Yeah.
People are afraid of pausing.
Let's
I always
talk
say
about
brave
that.
The pause.
Let's talk about those people, you know, people who are afraid of those little breaks where you could breathe and think. Tell us why those are good.
Absolutely. Well, when you speak, now this is not listening, but when you're actually up there speaking and presenting, you need to pause. Often when you don't pause, that's when you're going like...
And you're rambling and saying things.
No, that's like when you start filling. That's where filler
that's
words
the late
comes
Ed
from.
Koch.
Aha.
If you ever listen to Ed Koch when he was on radio, he was like, that was like his thing, like... so like 15 minutes of a half hour show is like,
But when you pause, you give people a chance to digest what they're saying.
Yeah.
And even in so we're not measuring you on, we're counting your words. We're measuring your pace. So they say optimal pace is about 150 words per minute. So you do get your pacing and there is a calculation in there that when you get your score
amazing.
That builds in your pace. So it's how well you speak articulately, but it's also your pacing and the number of words. But in the end of the day, it is really important to know when to stop. People need time to process.
Audrey is everybody's speech coach, and she happens to come with an app. How awesome to have a friend like you.
How awesome to have a friend like you.
Wow. Do you have an app?
Oh, I don't have an app yet.
Yeah.
Not yet, but it'll happen, I promise.
You need to make the marriage app.
Yeah, we're going to make the marriage app. Exactly. You have 11 tips.
I do.
To help people deliver a wedding toast that the bride and groom will cherish. So let's go through each one slowly. We'll talk about it and we'll listen to our pauses.
Okay. Well, the first one is a little bit of a shout out to my own app, Practicing with Like So. We're the first app out there that does this. We brought together this idea of using voice recognition technology, having it be mobile, because we're all about mobile. Everybody's got a phone in their pocket. And also this notion of speech fitness that we talked about, that you need to practice. You don't run a marathon by running one day. You practice over time. So we brought together this idea of those three things, and we combined them in this app. So the first thing is Like So. Please download it. 99 cents.
Yes, for the iPhone. So the more people who download it on the iPhone, I guess it'll show up on Droid, right?
It will.
Yes.
It will. Thank you. Yes. So start off strong with a heartfelt welcome. Tip number two, start off strong with something that's really heartfelt. Mm. And you know that people love that, right? And this is where the authenticity comes in, where you've really spent some time and you thought about what you want to say to the bride and groom. So that's number two. Thanking the hosts and showing your gratitude.
Yeah.
What happened to graciousness, you guys?
What's that?
What's that? Say thank you. Say thank you. Always important. Okay. Number four, introduce yourself and your relationship to the bride and groom.
Oh, right. Sometimes they forget. They just go right in.
Yep.
And me, as the DJ, I've stood back and I've supplied the microphones for all these messes. And I'm thinking, like, say who you are.
You don't know everybody at the wedding. And like,
who are you?
Because how many times have you been in a wedding? You're like, who is that?
Exactly. Like, he just came up, I'm guessing, related.
Right. Okay, great. Number five, stay classy and sober.
Oh, if you're delivering a speech.
Yes,
and getting a point out.
Yeah. No, you have to do that.
Yeah,
because most people, but if you think about it, most people can't hold it like, but the average person can't speak as it is.
No.
So put some alcohol in them. That's a problem.
Yeah.
Well, I say it's a vital link. This toast is a vital link between the formality of the wedding and the casual camaraderie among the guests. It's a quieting down in the midst of all this marital merriment. And you have the opportunity to be that singular voice, right?
Oh, beautiful.
That takes the stage and invites everyone to raise a glass and share a celebration of the bride and groom and love everlasting.
And how awful if you are not sober and you embarrass yourself or one of them and you have to be carried out.
It is.
Big tip.
You knock over the champagne,
champagne fountain.
There's certain things you don't want to be remembered for.
Like knock over the champagne fountain. That's it.
Wow. Don't do that, people. Don't do that.
Don't do that. Okay, number six. Be sincere and speak from your heart. People think that practicing might be taboo because they think that it won't come off as being sincere, but you can practice being sincere. Believe it or not, you can practice being sincere.
That's funny. It is. I'm just hearing you. Like,
It's true.
I agree.
Okay. Number seven, tell stories. Share some insightful moments and tell stories about the bride and groom.
Yep.
This is your chance to really deliver something memorable and maybe worthy of a chuckle or two.
Those are the best ones.
Yeah.
The ones with the chuckle.
They are.
Revealing info. So I'm into that.
And the stories. It's always good to tell
stories.
Stories
definitely work.
They do.
Because then people know who the hell you are.
That's true. Yeah. It goes back to who are you.
Yes, exactly.
Like, oh, okay, now I understand you're at the wedding.
You know what? Speaking of stories, I officiated this beautiful gay wedding in Palm Springs several months ago. And the most touching stories came from the dads. And they were up there speaking, and tears were flowing down the dads' faces. And I asked the guys that were getting married, I said, wow, your dads are so... They're such emotional guys. They're so sweet. And both of them said, we have never seen our fathers cry before.
Wow.
So, that's really special.
I
remember at my wedding, my father, who is was the kindest man that ever was, gave the most beautiful, heartfelt speech. And I can hear it in my head today. He called my husband a mensch. I'm Jewish. My husband is not. But he called my husband not Jewish, a mensch. You know, he used,
that's sweet.
Brought him into the fold right then and there. And my mother told a story. I did a lot of theater, and she did a tie into the song Married from the Broadway show that I'm not going to be able to think of right now.
That's okay.
But she, oh my gosh, she spent time, and she wrote a beautiful speech. And
spend time.
I remember them really,
Let's
really
see,
so
you remember
special.
These things.
I do. All right. Number 8, again, use props. Use sparingly. Listen to something. Props can be memorable and are always a good thing.
Like, what's a prop?
You mean like a rubber chicken?
Is that what you bring into our wedding?
No, not at all.
A cake, piece of cake?
I'm bringing a tofu chicken. Oh.
Because we're vegetarian.
And it depends on what's going on. I mean, it depends on where I'm at, you know. Depends on where we're at going in
right
that direction.
Because
you know? Sometimes it's vegan, sometimes it's vegetarian, sometimes it's all meat.
He's so honest. That's why I love him. But what's a prop? What props have you seen at weddings? Like,
the truth is, I think props are more about helping you speak. So if you have something in your hand that seems like a stuffed animal or a photo that you love of a moment that you had together, I think it helps more the speaker than the people
there.
Oh, that's
beautiful. That's beautiful.
It's like you channel all your nervousness into that one thing.
Yes.
So it's not in your body and you can focus on what you have to say.
Yes.
Right. Plus, reason.
Plus,
within
if
reason.
You rehearse.
And you're rehearsing, exactly. So there's a tip, you know, rehearse.
Okay, be brief.
Oh,
be brief. Everyone,
I did a
14-minute
like thing at a wedding.
You did a 14-minute wedding.
I feel
speech.
Like it was 14 minutes.
I was gonna say, no,
but yo, it was. But all the tips that you're giving, I use them, right? Yeah, I did not know what I said was that impactful because I had people like pull me to the side. Oh my God,
you touched me.
Oh my God.
See, and that's so great. Yeah. You did a beautiful thing, I'm sure. But don't go on and on and on.
Yeah, yeah.
That's never a good thing.
Know
when to stop.
Because who is going to be the one during the ceremony or during the moment to be like, stop.
Yeah, you don't want that.
Nobody really wants that to happen because that gets recorded on video.
And not to go back. You can pick your time. So if you know... Yeah. I want to speak for 5 minutes or 3 minutes or 2 minutes. You put into the app 3 minutes, 2 minutes, five minutes. And then you can practice for that amount of time. And if you're going 10 minutes, you know, because the app stops and it says, this is how you did. You got an A, but you know.
Yeah. God help me if someone says, Cynthia, cut the mic. That hasn't happened yet, but hopefully that's
never,
not going
to happen. Never, it would never happen to you. Okay. Number 11. Is 11 your lucky number?
11 is one of my major lucky numbers.
Oh, because I saw that in a post you did.
Oh,
so
yeah.
I was really excited. I had 11.
Yay.
Raise a glass. Don't forget that this is a toast.
Oh, yeah.
And give everyone a chance to share a clink in celebration.
And don't rush it.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes, it's
like,
a toast.
None of this. Don't rush it.
Be brief, but don't rush.
Oh, these are fantastic
tips. So what are the
tips?
Rules on the drinking of the champagne once the toast is made? I mean, but like, these were just like a shot. Because like, you know, at the wedding... You know, there's some people who take it so long that you're just sitting there and your hand is trembling like, I want to drink the champagne. You got to put it on a table because it's like, you know what?
You're standing there holding it and warming the champagne.
On, that's hilarious.
The bubbles are going away.
Yeah. When do we actually get... When do we actually get to drink this?
Yeah. That's happened. I've experienced that. I have put the glass down.
I think everybody's been there where you're like, yo, fam, could you please?
Like, hurry it up.
When do we do it?
Yeah.
What do you say? I know in my family we say l'chaim, but what do you say when you... Do you say cheers? What do you say?
I don't say anything.
I just drink.
You just drink? You don't have a thing?
Hold it up, clink it to the next person and drink.
I think most people just say cheers.
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 Yeah. Just cheers.
Cheers, mate.
Cheers. Cheers. Let's drink. Cheers. This has been an incredible episode. If there's anything else, any final words on communication?
I want to say thank you because I didn't realize this was the actual first episode.
Yes.
Because we had spoke about this before and I'm amazed because like forever immortalized. This is like a real wedding.
Yes.
We didn't ruin it. I didn't ruin it.
You didn't ruin it.
So people will forever remember.
You're a beautiful couple.
Thank you.
I'm really honored to be it.
I'm so happy that you were here.
You're like our witness. And Vitor also in the booth. He's our witness.
Very nice guy. I like that guy.
Yes. And everybody, check out Like So. Can I do that, Cynthia?
Please.
Download Like So. It's in the App Store. It's only 99 cents. It's Like So, all one word. LIKESO, all one word. Like So app. And let me know what you think. I'm Audrey Mancronin. I'm on Facebook. I'm on Twitter. I'm on Instagram.
Yes, yes.
I'm on LinkedIn. I'm on Pinterest. Check us out. I write all the time. I write about toasts. I write about all different scenarios where it's important to be a good speaker. And I would love you guys to let me know your ideas and what you think.
And Hubby Bay, where can we find you?
Yeah, you can check out our wedding photos on my website.
Yes, we can have wedding photos up.
I mean, if you're into IG, just follow
I. Can I take some?
Sure. Yes. I are conscious. But for the most part, if you like anything that I said and it seemed like it made sense to you, this is all I do is talk about communication and things of that nature. Sometimes it's love. Sometimes it's finances. Sometimes it's mostly self-work. And the hashtag is self-work matters. My clear thought. So basically, if you want to follow me, go to IG and go to All Clear Thought. At All Clear Thought.
Oh my gosh.
That's it.
Awesome.
That's it.
This is so fantastic. Yep. The song you heard in the middle of the show was I Love My Wife by Smacks Music. And the show you're going to hear at the end of this is Love is Love by Joni Leeds and the Nightlights. And they just released the song. I'm going to let you hear a little bit of it. And then I'm going to pop back in for a sec.
It doesn't matter, no, the color of your skin. It doesn't matter if you're round or if you're thin. It doesn't matter what language you speak in. Love always wins. Love makes us family.
Wedding Cake is produced by Heritage Radio Network, a nonprofit member-supported radio station devoted to all things food. Help keep Heritage Radio Network alive by becoming a member today. Go to heritageradionetwork.org and click on the beating heart to donate. Do it now. And please come back for more Wedding Cake. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to Heritage Radio Network, food radio supported by you. For our freshest content and to hear about exclusive events, subscribe to our newsletter. Enter your email at the bottom of our website, heritageradionetwork.org. Connect with us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at @heritage_radio. Heritage Radio Network is a nonprofit organization driving conversations to make the world a better, fairer, more delicious place. And we couldn't do it without support from listeners like you. Want to be a part of the food world's most innovative community? Rate the shows you like, tell your friends, and please join our community by becoming a member. Just click on the beating heart at the top right of our homepage. Thanks for listening.